Now, another letter from India from NPR's correspondent there, Philip Reeves. He's been exploring the life of the people who work on the country's railways and the journey they must take to get there.
This is India's most magical hour. It's just before dawn. Soon the multitude who live in this city will begin churning out noise and dust and heat. Now, though, it's hushed, but for the birds singing their morning chorus, and the trains singing theirs. Those horns are coming from a railway station about a mile and a half from our home. Every morning I lie in bed, trying to visualize the journeys those trains are about to make through the plains, deserts and mountains of India, pausing at countless obscure and shabby towns. India's knitted together by its railways. The network was originally built by the British when India was part of their empire. It's colossal. If you dug up all the rail track in India and laid it along the equator, you could ride around the world 1.5 times. That track carries 20 million people around the country every day, plus a mountain of goods and produce. To keep this battered system running requires 1,600,000 people. That's more than the number on active duty in the US military. Getting a job on India's railways is much harder than you'd think. The other day I met some young Indians trying to become ticket collectors. They first have to pass what are known as the railway exams. So they've gone back to school. They come here every day, to a stark and grubby classroom in a private tuition centre tucked in a back alley in New Delhi. The students scribble away in their dog-eared notebooks as the teacher poses one of those brain teasers dreaded by everyone except math geeks. That question's about the meeting point of two trains travelling in different directions at different speeds. There are hundreds of these tuition centres in every big Indian city, full of people studying all day, every day. In India, the railway exams differ according to the job you're applying for. An aspiring station master will face much harder questions than, say, a goods guard, and will have to take a psychological test and be a graduate. But Deepak Pandey, one of the students here, says the ticket collector's exam is no cakewalk.
It is very tough exam, tough competition in ticket collector job.
And how many people do you think will also be competing with you for this job? How many people?
Approximately 20,000.
How many?
20,000.
20,000?
Yeah.
For one job?
Yeah.
Do you believe you'll get the job?
I think so, sir.
You have to be an optimist. Yeah.
That number may be an exaggeration, but rail union officials confirm that often thousands compete for one job. India's railways are state-run. There's huge competition for government posts because of the job security and the perks. The exams are set by railway recruitment boards around India. There's intense security to make sure there's no cheating. The boards have websites where you can find sample exam questions. Okay, right now I am logging on to a railway recruitment board based in Kerala in South India. And there's a trial exam on here, and there are some questions about Indian history and culture and language and so on. But how about these general knowledge questions? What's the deepest place on Earth, the Caspian, Aegean, Dead Sea or Black Sea? What's the capital of Turkey? And who won the Australian Open women's singles tennis title in 2002? Now, you can also buy books in India that contain sample papers for the railway exams, and I've got one here. This is for a ticket collector's job. Question 67. What's laughing gas made of? These days, before dawn, as I lie in bed listening to the trains setting off, I think about where they're going, and also about who's taking them there. Indians with their heads packed with more general knowledge than some of the world's presidents and prime ministers. Indians who actually know that laughing gas is made from nitrous oxide. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.